Well, now I come to a final theme. In the Middle Ages, we had these two principles: social life, living as one ought, and love, which ripped one out of this. This was the situation that in the Grail legend is represented as the wasteland. Life is a fake. People are living in a manner that is not that of their nature. They are living according to a system of rules. And this is represented by a wounded king whose wound turns the whole country into a wasteland. And the aim, the quest, the aim of the Grail Knight is to heal that king. How can that king be healed, that wounded king? Wagner, in his Tristan and then his Parsifal, identified the wound of love with that wound of the wounded king. What kind of love would heal this wounding love? The king was one who had not earned his kingship. He had been installed by a ritual. That's to say, he wasn't a true king. Love had come into a life that was a mockery of a life. The only way to heal the wounded king, says Wolfram, is to lead your life, live your life courageously out of your own center. Not doing as you are told, but doing what your nature moves you to do. But let it be a noble nature. Not a nature gross and raw, but a nature refined by sensibilities, by suffering, by pain, by quest, by isolation, and so forth. And every time the Grail Knight does as he is told to do, things get worse. But when he follows his own volition, even to the extent of denying God, of hating God, of denying his friends, he's on the track. Finally now, when the Grail quest is achieved, a most remarkable occurrence takes place. This knight, in Wolfram von Eschenbach's version, the Grail Knight Parsifal, has a brother who is a Mohammedan, a half-brother who is a Muslim. And these two, these are the polar enemies of that period. You might say, like the United States and Russia now, that the two poles of the world, the two antagonists in the world scene. These two brothers, half-brothers, meet in combat. And both, in this case, are noble youths, very strong fighters. They battle each other furiously. And the poet says, if one wished, one could say that two men were fighting here, but actually they are one. This is quite a statement for that period, to say that the Muslim and the Christian were one. This is the idea of loving the enemy. But Wolfram didn't say they should stop fighting. He said, and out of loyalty and courage and resolution, they are doing each other much harm. And this is the way of the world in this mythology of which I'm speaking.